Is this on? Okay, good. Turn your Bibles tonight to Matthew chapter 19. And last week, on my way to church with my dad, there was an eagle that flew over the road. And this message just came to me. I'm like, oh, that's what I'm preaching next week. And so that's where I got this message. Just kidding. I didn't. But in Matthew chapter 19, we're going to start reading in verse 21 and end in verse 22. And it says, Jesus said unto him, if thou wilt be perfect, go and sell that thou hast, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come and follow me. But when the young man heard that saying, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. And the title of my message today is Almost Isn't Good Enough. And the first point is almost for Jesus. This young man, he went to Jesus, and in verse 16, it says that he came to Jesus and asked him what he could do, or he asked him what he should do to get eternal. And so Jesus tells him, and he tells him what he has to do. And this man, he says, well, I've done all these things, but, and then Jesus says, sell your stuff, get rid of your stuff, give to the poor, and then follow me. And the man, he's like, I don't really want to do that. It's not, yeah, I'm rich. I'm not giving away all my stuff. And so he was almost to the point of where he was like, oh, yes, I want to go serve Jesus. I want to have eternal life. I want to go serve Jesus. But he didn't. And I think, here's a little side note, one of the most famous people for not accepting Jesus as their savior is King Agrippa. Paul was telling him his testimony, and at the end of Paul's testimony, King Agrippa said, almost thou hast persuaded me to be a Christian. And that's one of the saddest things you could ever hear, is almost you persuaded me to be a Christian. And so I don't have much time tonight. I only have 6 minutes. So if you don't know Jesus as your savior, you can't almost get to heaven. You can't almost know Jesus. You have to fully know Jesus. And once you fully know Jesus, then you can go to heaven. And if you don't know Jesus as your savior tonight, I encourage you to go to someone in the church. And my dad is a pastor and so many other people. Go to them tonight and ask them how to inherit eternal life. And so my second point tonight is for Jesus, but not completely. And we'll turn to Matthew chapter number 14. And we'll start reading in verse 29 and end in verse 30. And it says, and he said, come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid. And beginning to sink, he cried, saying, Lord, save me. And in this passage, it talks about when, obviously, Peter goes out and walks on the water. But he went and took that first step of faith. He was walking on water. And then maybe in like the middle of maybe like the ship and Jesus, he starts looking around. He's like, that's a tall wave over there. I'm not doing this. And he gets scared and he loses his faith in God and he starts sinking and cries out for Jesus, and Jesus saves him, obviously. And so when we're following God, we can't like almost get to Jesus. We gotta fully commit. When we're in the middle, we can't just say, yeah, actually, this looks a little too scary. I'm not gonna do this. Let's go back. And so he sank, and we can't turn our back on God. When we turn our back on God, we're gonna sink. And my third point tonight is completely for Jesus. In Numbers 32, it's kind of a random chapter, yeah, but we're going to read verse number 9 through 12. It says, for when they went up unto the valley of Eshcol and saw the land, they discouraged the heart of the children of Israel, that they should not go into the land which the Lord had given them. And the Lord's anger was kindled the same time, and he sware, saying, surely none of the men that came up out of Egypt from 20 years old and upward shall see the land which I swear unto Abraham, unto Isaac, and unto Jacob, because they have not wholly followed me, save Caleb the son of Jephunneh, the Kenzite, and Joshua the son of Nun, for they have wholly followed the Lord." So this passage is talking about when Israel, they were right on the footstep of Israel. And they could reach over and just grab it. And they tasted the fruit. But when the 10 spies came back and they were like, "Yeah, there's giants over here. They're way too big. And we got this God over here who actually made them, but we can't defeat them. It's impossible." And so they quit and they went back and they had to wander the wilderness for 40 years. Joshua and Caleb had to wander in the wilderness for 40 years too, but they didn't die. They were the only ones from 20 years old and upward who didn't die. And their faith in God grew stronger because of this. And they were mighty men. They were men that I want to become, because when we are wholly following the Lord, nothing's going to stop you. Paul, he was in the message this morning. There were so much bad things happening to him, and he never stopped. He never stopped going. And so let's not stop following Jesus. And I'm sure glad that when Jesus knew what he had to do to save us from our sins, that he didn't give up. He didn't turn our back on us. And he kept on going, even when it looked dangerous, even when it was dangerous. And I've got the red limit on, so I've got to wrap it up. So my ending tonight, if you're not saved tonight, please make that decision, because you can't almost be saved or almost go to heaven. And for the Christians in this room, will we serve God even when it gets tough? Will we serve God even when it looks like maybe we could get killed? Will we be like Joshua and Caleb and wholly follow the Lord, wholly serve God, even when nobody else does? And so that is my message tonight that I got from an eagle flying past. Thank you.